This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel pounded the Gaza Strip from north to south on Saturday in an expanded phase of its two-month-old war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, after the United States wielded its U.N. Security Council veto to shield its ally from a global demand for a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip on Saturday after the United States vetoed an immediate humanitarian ceasefire at the U.N. Security Council on Friday. 13 of the Security Council's 15 members voted for the resolution. Britain abstained. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian UN envoy, said they reject the result.
Ceasefire. Ceasefire. Save lives.
Since the truce collapsed last week, Israel has expanded its ground campaign into the southern half of the Gaza Strip, storming the main southern city of Khan Yunis. The already overwhelmed Nasser Hospital in the city has seen the dead and the wounded through the night on Friday. Residents of the city said on Saturday that Israeli forces were ordering people out of another district, suggesting a further assault could be imminent.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Going around Congress, the Biden administration says it's approved the emergency sale to Israel of nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition worth more than $106 million as Israel intensifies its military operations in the southern Gaza Strip. The State Department said in a statement Saturday that it notified Congress of the sale late Friday after Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined, quote, an emergency exists that requires the immediate sale of munitions in the U.S. national security interest. That means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented, when administrations see an urgent need for weapons to be delivered without waiting for lawmakers' approval. For more on these and all of the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has used a speech on human rights to accuse the West of, quote, barbarism for its stance on the Israel-Hamas war and what he alleged was its toleration of Islamophobia. Erdogan told a packed hall in Istanbul the day before the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that, quote, all the values relating to humanity are being murdered in Gaza, referring to Friday's U.S. veto of a United Nations resolution calling for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Palestinian enclave. Erdogan said a fairer world was possible, quote, but not with America because the USA stands with Israel. Negotiators at the COP28 climate talks say that the focus of phasing out fossil fuels is making OPEC panic. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Veteran negotiators at the UN climate talks have said the push to wean the world off fossil fuels was gaining momentum, so much so that they had poked a powerful enemy, the oil industry. Multiple news sources have reported that the leader of OPEC, the powerful oil cartel, wrote to member countries earlier this week, urging them to block any language that would phase out or phase down fossil fuels. Former Ireland President Mary Robinson said,
the fact that those leaked letters show us that OPEC is concerned gives me hope, because it means that people are understanding.
The news of the letter leak had the effect of a thunderclap and has shone a light on host and petrostate, the United Arab Emirates. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Texas Supreme Court has ordered a pregnant mother not to get an abortion, even though a lower court said she could because her fetus has a fatal condition. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The highest court in Texas has blocked a ruling issued Thursday by State District Judge Maya Guerra Gamble, who granted a restraining order to prevent enforcement of the state's strict abortion ban in this case.
Would be a genuine miscarriage of justice.
31-year-old Kate Cox, a mother of two, says she wants to prevent the suffering of her fetus and protect her own health. Doctors say she may lose the ability to have another child if this pregnancy has to be induced. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has warned hospitals they could face legal consequences if the procedure is performed. There's a similar case now in Kentucky, another woman seeking court permission to have an abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Soccer Federation and Mexico Football Federation submitted a joint bid to host the 2027 Women's World Cup, projecting $3 billion in revenue, competing against a proposal from Brazil and a joint Germany-Netherlands-Belgium plan. The USSF said the bid envisioned taking advantage of efficiencies from the 2026 Men's World Cup to be co-hosted by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.